SS Mobile listening.
Around in that nasty weather again, W2T sitting at home.
Chilly, I wouldn't say it was nasty.
Damp out there. And at my age and my health condition, that's nasty weather to me. This is Rusty. What's the name go with your call? I can't remember. My mind's gone blank on it.
And the calls are KB2 Hotel X-Ray Sierra.
But I couldn't remember your name, so go figure. That's one of those senior moments, you know?
No problem. I'm almost there. I'll be 58 this year, so I'm climbing up the ladder slowly.
I'll be 74 in 2 months, so you ain't even close.
I'm just climbing the ladder slowly.
I hope you never catch up to me.
Day I go, and I'm just going to evaporate. No one's even going to know me. What happened to Dave? I think he's gone.
In a puff of smoke, yeah. Works for me. And I'm sitting here looking at award applications for one of the clubs I belong to, trying to thin down my stack of paperwork, you know?
Yeah, I got a stack like that at my house. They're called bills. Yeah, it'd be like the drummer in, what the heck was that? This is Spinal Tap. He just evaporates.
Yep. And the bill things, I get a few of those, but most of mine, the electronics take care of it, and then I don't have to worry about it.
I don't like doing it that way. I'm kind of old school. I like calling up and pushing the buttons myself. You know, I'm going to make sure that it's paid and no glitches in the computer systems and things like that.
Oh, I do some of those, too, because they won't let me set them up as auto pays. But where I can, I try to do that. That helps matters. Now, the radio clubs I belong to, I'm the secretary, and I, along with other things, I have to get ready to do our annual report to the state of Florida where we're incorporated. So I'm trying to make sure I've got everything in one pile so I don't have to go scattering around all over my desk looking for the rest of it, you know?
What are you involved in?
Well, the 3905 Century Club, which is a worked all states and DX wards in it, that club is incorporated in the state of Florida. So I have to send in an annual report to the state of, as a secretary, I have to send in an annual report to the state of Florida. You know, so they'll be happy to know that we're still in existence and we are still paying our $62 to them every year, and you know, they're not we're not trying to cheat them out of things, you know, things like that.
Oh, gotcha, because I just moved up from Florida, as you know, or probably don't know, but I moved up back in August, until we bought our house in Gurr, better known as Greer, and Steve gives me all kinds of nonsense for saying it wrong. But yeah, I'm just out and about. I just met a couple of friends of mine down at a music store down the other end of town here called Audio Centro. And, of course, he has an amp that I want to buy, but I'm holding off because of just want to make sure I get some work coming up in a couple of weeks.
We were talking a while ago, and you and I have talked before. It's just, like I said, it's one of those senior moments this morning. The name, the call came up, and the name just bounced around and out the ear or something. I don't know here. And like I said, our club offers a bunch of awards and everything, and I'm looking at the applications for a bunch of the awards that I'm working on, and just got to start pulling QSL cards from boxes over here so I make sure I've got enough and things like that. So it's good weather to be inside, so I figured I could sit here at the desk and do that today, you know? W2T for ID.
I'm KB2HXS Mobile for ID. Yeah, I'm in the heat and AC business, so I've been, building up my customer base here for a little bit, and I'm going to go see someone tomorrow, actually, touch base with them later today, and go look at a couple of old systems, and just go from there and get some advertising done, and hopefully build up a little customer maintenance space when the springtime gets here.
Yeah. Well, we use Train for our services at our church because we've got a bunch of systems. And we've got like 14 AC heat systems, you know, and that need 14 or 15 of them that need to be maintained between our three buildings and everything else. And of course, this spring, this summer, if everything goes right, I'm going to get a new system put in, and I'm going to have all new ducting and everything put in on mine. So get that all done like that, you know.
Well, there's another fella on here I work with, and you know, we can discuss more on the phone if you wish. I am good on QRZ email-wise if you want to contact me that way.
Better write your call down again, shouldn't I?
Yeah. Let me know when you're ready.
Go.
It's Kilowatt Bravo number 2, HXS, Hotel X-Ray Sierra.
You must have been in Tulane at some time to get that call. One of those that just decided to go somewhere else looking.
No. I grew up on Long Island. I've had my calls for, since the late 80s. And I hit the road. I was a mover for a long time with Allied Van Lines, and I had a radio set up in my tractor. And I moved down to Florida in 2000, and then now I'm here. But I'm not moving anymore. I quit moving back in 05. And held on to the ham radio calls and all that. Just, but I haven't really did a lot of activity on the radio in the last couple of years. And my wife and I, we moved up here, and I figured, well, maybe time to get back into it.
Well, I've been in it now, let's see, 31 years is since I got my license. And I've been in South Carolina the whole time. But as I've gotten a little more proficient in CW, and I do CW and work things like that, I went looking for a call that was, you know, a better CW call. Because the one I had, AJ4RK, well, it was a nice call. It was my, you know, it was my call for signed with my initials. It didn't really resonate as a CW call. And I went looking, and there was nothing in the fourth call area. So I said, all right, let's see what's up in the ones and the twos. And I went through the, used the software that's online that you go looking for that, and it came back and suggested a couple in the two area and a couple in the one area. Nothing in the three area, nothing in the four area. Came back with only one in the five area. But I looked at all of them and looked at their rating as to what they, how good they were as CW calls, and then I put in one from the one area and one from the two area, and I got the two area one, and I've been enjoying using it. It's an attention getter in CW, as they say.
Well, these are actually my original novice calls that I held on to because it was just, they're such a tongue twister, people don't forget me too easily. And, you know, when I upgraded to tech, I left them alone. And when I upgraded to general, I left them alone. I was like, all right, well, just keep the same calls. What the heck?
Well, I started out with KD4IKO. And, you know, that didn't resonate too well off the things. And when I upgraded to general, I found a W4IKO, and I had that for a number of years. And I thought, well, I'll see if I can get me one with my initials. And AJ4RK came open, and I got that. And then once I, about, oh, six, seven, 8 years ago, 9 years ago, whatever it was, I started getting heavier in CW and being settled in it a little better. And I got my extra license. I decided I'd look for a good CW call. And while I don't send worth a flip on with a key myself, doing it by hand, I use a keyboard to send, but I'm getting better at reading it as when it's a fairly reasonable speed, not these guys that send to 30 and 40 and 50 words a minute. But I worked on it like that, and I'm getting there, as they say. So I've done, you know, I've made a number of contacts on CW, believe it or not, over the last 5 or 6 years. Thank you.
WHXS for ID. Well, I'm not really a CW person, and I'm not really into a lot of the other modes that they're doing nowadays, all the digital modes. I fall kind of in the old school category. I'd rather talk to people, you know, firsthand, and, all the conversation that way. That's just the way I've been. Heck, if I want to go digital, I pick up my cell phone and call somebody.
You mean? Well, the thing about it is, my background is in computers. That's what Uncle Sam's Navy taught me to be, you know, taught me was computers. So I've been in computers since 1966, when I went to A school for the Navy. And I've had connections with them, so I do a lot of the online. I do a lot of the digital stuff, the RIDI, the RIDI, the PSK, and all that. And I wasn't into CW really good when I first got it. I did have to do the 5-word-a-minute for my code, and I made the mistake of trying to take it at, of all places, Shelby Hamfest. That was not a good place to take the CW code test. So. Anyway, but I got it, and I started using it and found I was enjoying it. So I do a little bit of that and a little bit of the other. And all of the stuff, it all came about from being a, computer guy and everything. So it keeps me there. Well, I'm going to let you go, Dave, because I'm starting to get a little bit hungry. My bowl of oatmeal's on give out. And that was, about 5 hours ago. So I'm going to go look for something to eat. I've got a can of soup in there. I think I'm going to open up, throw that in the pot, and warm that up and make that my lunch today. Because I'm still chilly. You get my age, you go through cancer and survive that. And then they tell you they won't let you give blood anymore after giving it for 30 years. It kind of, everything hits you. And all this damp, chilly weather is not good for me. Anyway, Dave, you take it easy. Good to talk to you, and I'll probably be in touch with you on this other. I'll look you up there, and I'll get a phone number from you later on and everything. So, anyway, you have a good rest of the day, and try to stay dry out there. KB2HXS, this is Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango. Over.
Have a good afternoon. I got to stop at the country store, get my eggs and butter and whatnot. I gotta head back to the house myself. So you have a good afternoon. 73 WUDT KB2HXS 73. Have a great one. Keep warm.
We're doing N4IQ mobile.
It's a way to get some soup.
Okay.
I'm still close enough I can hear you, Bill. How are you today?
See, I heard your call sign earlier. Was it WA2 something?
Hey, Bill, I'm still close. I hadn't walked out of the room yet. How are you today?
I'm doing very good. I'm here with XYL, and my dog's in the back. Drove over to the animal care. We dropped something off over there. Part of it was just to get out of the house and just do something, kind of a drab day, though. But I hadn't talked to you. Maybe 6 weeks. I don't know. It's been a long time since I talked to you. I just want to say hello. And the other station, I don't believe I've ever worked you. But the name here is Bill. I'm right now in the Simpsonville area. I live in the Simpsonville area. So, and I don't have your name. Of course, I got Rusty's name. So you'll have to give me that information. N4IQ.
Well, I'm going to leave it with you guys. That's Dave, and that's another Dave we've got in the area. And I'm going to leave it with you because I'm going to go eat me up my lunch and get me something warm. Talk to you later. N4IQ and the group, W2T, 73s.
Appears I do. Yeah, name here is Dave. I'm new to the area. It's about 6 months ago. My wife and I moved up out of Florida. Back in July, we purchased a house up here in Greer, or Gurr, however you want to pronounce it. And I'm an AC and heat guy, so I'm I just took care of a customer yesterday. Today is kind of a day off a little bit. And if the phone should ring, I'll go and fix it.
That's a good field to be in. There's always a lot of demand for knowledgeable people who can work on HVAC systems. Yeah, most people are moving south to Florida, not going the other way. My mother lived there. I've never lived there, but my mother lived there, and my younger brother is 10 years younger than I am. He is still there. He is raised in Florida. And I always thought it was nice to visit this kind of February, go down the Hamfest, that sort of thing. But I never had a great desire to be there in the summertime. So I just wondered that, what got you interested in moving up here, over?
Let me back up a little. I moved down to Florida in 2000, off Long Island. My first wife and I, my then wife, we moved down, and we moved to Vero Beach, which is on the East Coast. And I transferred, actually the agency I was working for, we, Astro Moving and Storage, one of the satellite offices were in Vero Beach. So I kind of like transferred down to them. What brought me up here was I came off the road in 05 and got into air conditioning in 06. And I would just, yeah, nah, I wanted some seasons back. And 90 degrees in January and I don't get along too well, especially when you're up in the attic at 150 degrees trying to install a system. So we moved up here. My current wife and I moved up here to get out of Florida and make a, pretty much this is going to be it for us. You know, the last move kind of thing.
Well, just curious. Makes a lot of sense. I tell you, I did not like going down there in the summer. I used to do a lot of scuba diving, and I was a scuba diver instructor for a while, and my older brother was in scuba diving. We used to do a lot of stuff. We used to go all over Florida diving, just all over, and I'd go to Bahamas. So really enjoyed all that, but typically we didn't go in the middle of the summer when we went diving. But of course then I'd be visiting my family at that time. So I spent a lot of time in Florida. Never lived there, but I spent a lot of time there. And Keys, used to go to the Keys all the time. And always enjoyed that. But there is seasons here. But days like today, I really don't care for because it's so overcast. But it beats the snow and it beats 100 degree weather. Over.
1000%. I agree. I'll take the overcast and a little chilly over sweating my brains out in the middle of January or February in Florida. I get enough work up here that I'm good. I don't need to work 90 hours a week anymore like I used to down there for no pay. So anyway, I'm pulling into a country store here. Let me bow out for a little bit. And if you're still on when I come out, great. If not, we shall catch up with you another day.
I'll catch your call when you give it. I'll try to remember it, but probably I won't. But I'll probably remember you. And I was remarking to my wife that you have a very neutral accent, and or you say you're from Long Island. So I was surprised that's where you were from. All right, 73s. You take care. Have a good day. N4IQ.
N4IQ. Yeah. Well, I'm from, you know, like 40 miles east of the city, so I don't have that city accent. But anyway, have a good afternoon. KB2HXS will be out for a bit.
UN0TR, good afternoon, Dane. Hi, Bill.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Mr. Tom, how you doing?
I'm like you, dreary. I don't like these days. Oh, we've been trying to figure out something to go out and ride around for, but haven't done that. Daughter sent me an email this morning. How'd you like to be back in Pittsburgh, Kansas at 9 degrees Fahrenheit? And they won't be above freezing till next Friday. I remember some times like that about 40 years ago up there, Bill. Not a good place to be. It's a good place to be from. And good afternoon, Elaine.
Hello. Yeah, I remember that. And that's what I say. Kansas is a great place to be from. I had enough of it when I lived there. Now, I didn't live there that long. Missouri wasn't much better when I was in the Army. anyway, yeah, I'll probably go outside a little bit this afternoon. I'm working on my inverted L. I'm adding some more radials to it. And some of the radios I already have up kind of sprung off the ground. I never did get them down with clips. I got a bunch of clips now, and so I'm going around straightening them out, the existing ones, pulling them, making them straight, and putting clips to keep them in the ground so that nobody will trip on them. Of course, they've been this way for about 10 to 12 years, most of them. The deer have learned to be careful. They know there are trip hazards out there. But it's out there where Lane feeds the deer. And the coons and their foxes and everything else and the possums and I don't know what else. Whatever she's got. So I don't want her to trip either. She's kind of learned too, but I've been tripping out there lately. You can't see it because of the leaves. You'd be walking out there and all of a sudden you're on your nose. N0TR, N4IQ.
N4IQ, N0TR returning. Yeah, Bill, they make some nice staples. I got some of those. They're about 4 inches long, and you can just push them down on it. Now I was going to ask you a question about the beverage here in a little bit. While it's on my mind, one time when I was going to A school at Jacksonville, in the Navy, AEA school, Ollie had a 57 Chevrolet. I can't remember his last name. He was from Georgia, and he took us over to the Itchituttany River. I don't know if I ever asked you that. The first leg of it was like 4 miles long, and the last leg was 2 miles, and it was colder than a well digger's patootie. I mean, I like froze to death in that thing. And you couldn't get out for 4 miles. It was like being in the jungle. It was over near Gainesville, but I still have some pictures I took with it was a plexiglass case, and I rented it, and it had a 126 camera in it back in the old days, in the 60s. But, God, that was beautiful. The water was, it looked like Wake Island or Midway. It was just turquoise and clear as a glass of water. Did you ever go down that?
No. No, I've been on some rivers in Florida that are just like that, but the water wasn't, you know, it wasn't cold at the time. And the river stayed about a constant 69, 70 degrees all year because it's fed by springs. But no, I'm not familiar with that. What were you diving? Or what exactly were you doing?
We just rented snorkels and fins, great big fins, and I could swim like a fish anyways. But Ollie knew about it, and it was over near Gainesville, which the university was there. And, of course, me and Navy guys and 18, 19, 20-year-olds, you know what we was interested in.
I haven't a clue. okay, so Florida. I thought you said Georgia, but I probably just misunderstood. Okay, yeah. Yeah, there's been... there was like two or three rivers we went down. One was Rainbow River, I think. Another one was one where they had the, what do they call it, sea cows? Well, what do they call it? Manatees, yeah. And the other one, I don't remember the name. We went diving in a number of the caverns. I remember one that is near Orlando, outside Orlando. We were in a big converted bus that had bunks in it and everything. And we parked about 2 o'clock in the morning at this location. We got there early. We came all the way. Actually, we were way back from the Keys. And we're coming up, and this was must have been in February. And woke up in the morning, and it looked like it snowed on the ground. I mean, it was white everywhere. It was actually frost. But all our diving gear was under the storage compartments under the bus. And everything, I mean, it was freezing. And we did not have time to rinse our gear. So still had salt water. It didn't freeze. But my goodness, I've never been so cold in my life when I put that stuff on, bare skin, those wetsuits. Then when we got into the constant temperature wasn't nearly so bad as, I think it was about 70. M4IQ.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Yeah, we was young and dumb, I guess, but we went down that river, and I remember sitting up on a limb for a little while, and I was liking to shake the limb, break it off from my shaking, but it was a good experience. But we started at the origination where it come out of the ground, and when you looked at it, Bill, it looked like truly turquoise, like what you'd visualize heaven as, looking down in it. And the water was coming out of that hole at a real fast velocity, and it was big enough that there were divers there. And I remember they had the scuba tanks on, and they were, the only way they could go down in that was with weight belts, and I don't know how far down they could go. The part we were in wasn't that deep, but it had these little conch shells, I call them. They look like the ones you pick up on the beach, only they made necklaces and stuff like that out of them. And you could just reach down on the bottom and pick those things up by the handfuls, Bill. I've never seen anything like it in my life before or since. But it was a lot of fun. Needless to say, I didn't go the last 2 miles. We got out at 4 miles.
And I'd be, I mean, all those rivers and caverns that we went into, you know, we had wetsuits on. Once, after the first initial shock, I mean, you're fine. I can't imagine going down one of those rivers without a wetsuit on. You said you just had snorkels and fins. And, yeah, those springs, almost all those springs, though, that's the way they are. They're a constant temperature year-round. They vary just very little. But, you know, 70-degree water is not exactly warm. And you stay in it very long, you start losing body heat pretty quick. I don't know how you stood it 4 miles worth. Anyway, I'm coming up to the house, and I'll go ahead and say 73s to you. Nice talking to you. And you didn't say Bernice is there, but if she is, hello to her. Over.
Yeah, she's behind me here making something. She's got the scale out. What are you making, Mom? Oh, measuring some hamburger. She made peach cobbler last night and had some homemade ice cream with it. It was pretty good. And, yeah, Bill, it was either 4 or 5 miles, and the next was 2 miles, I know, and I didn't go down that last two. And they said there could be alligators in there because it was kind of jungly-like. And I said, there ain't no alligators stupid enough to be in that water. You figure your body's 98.6. And you're probably right. That's probably what it was, about 70. And but it was a a lot of fun and a lot of camaraderie. We had a good time ribbing each other about shaking. I bet our lips were blue. You take care. You might look that up sometime. It's a tutney. Don't ask me how to spell that. But it's a name you'd never forget. 73, good day to you and Elaine. And Bernice said hi. This is N0TR. I'll be clear, Bill.
They're already out, the dog and Elaine are already out going in the house. So, I won't even actually pronounce it again, let alone spell it. I wouldn't even remember it. We'll talk to you later on. N4IQ, QRT.
Check SAS back in.
Austin 0TR. Well, I was trying to figure out how to spell Itchitutney River, but I'd never make it. I flunked hooked on phonics.
I hear you. Yeah, I'm just doing a bit of running around this morning. Just left the country store down here on 290 out past Ingalls, getting my big double yolker eggs and my fresh butter and heading back to the house.
We just go out in the backyard and pick our eggs up, but there hadn't been many lately. We're the older chickens, there's only six of them left, and the younger chickens, they aren't laying yet, and there's eight of them.
Unfortunately, I don't have the setup like you do. I have to go buy my eggs still. But there's a little country store down here that gets their things from the creamery. I can't think of the name of it, but I guess the creamery's down in Simpsonville, so they get their milk and butter, and they got the big old sticks of butter I get, so we love it. We love all the fresh stuff.
Yeah, that sounds great. Bernice uses a lot of purity stuff in what she bakes, and she's always baking. I must have put that call in wrong. I didn't either. I put in KB2HXS just for the kicks of it. I've done that before, but it's funny. It says 547.8 miles. Where is it pointing to? Well, it's got David Duran in there. Why does it say that? Because a while ago I thought I'd put that in. What did I do? Invert your call? I got a Hotel X-Ray Sierra. Is that right?
Oh yeah, no, that's it sounds correct. I actually went up on QRZ and changed all my vitals. I changed my address a while ago and I changed my location. I think it still shows me in Vero Beach. I don't know why.
I bet you didn't put in your new longitude and latitude. That's why, and you're exactly right. Right down there near Savannah State Park, and let's see what else is down there. Oh, this Treasure Coast Square, Club Med, Hutchinson South Island, all that's around that general area. That's what it's doing. Enter your longitude and latitude, and it'll come up right then, Dave.
I don't even know what the heck that is. I don't know where to find that. I have no idea how to find that out.
Google. Very easy.
Okay. You're right. Okay, I'll do that if I get an opportunity. I can load it right into QRZ, correct?
I'm pretty certain mine's in there, and I used to be in Pittsburgh, Kansas, and not anymore, and it shows me in Greer, and I thought I'd seen that earlier. I think I entered it earlier as Hotel Sierra X-Ray while you was talking to Rusty, and it come up with the wrong thing, but this says you're on Princess Circle in Greer.
Contact.
I didn't hear your whole conversation, but your latitude and your longitude is on your QRZ page under the details. So if you go to your own QRZ page, you will find your latitude and your longitude, and D7J.
Oh, no, you won't, smart aleck. I'm going to have to come up there and slap you around a little. He moved, and he put his vitals in, Bob. And he neglected to put the new longitude latitude. There you go. There's your tip of the day, old man. ND7J to take it in 0TR.
Well, I don't know. I'm looking at my QRZ page, and the latitude and longitude is in there, and I never entered mine. I think it figures it out by your address and automatically populates that. But I have been wrong. It has happened once or maybe twice.
That's one. You don't say hi.
Hi, Bob.
Bernice is over here. She'll verify it. It's showing, this is David, and it's showing him in Vero Beach at 547.8, Bob. I can't remember that long ago. It's been 10 years, but I would have said I had to re-enter mine or else it would have come up no joy on the right location. Now, go ahead, Dave. You're talking to the famous ND7J, Bob, in Hendersonville.
Dave, what's your call sign? Calls are Kilowatt Bravo 2 Hotel X-Ray Sierra, KB2HXS. And gentlemen, I got to duck out. I'm at the house here, plus I got a phone call that came in. So go ahead and take it back at Hendersonville Station.
Okay, well, just FYI, if you're still listening, I typed in Kilo Bravo 2 Hotel X-Ray Sierra, David Doran on Princess Circle. Your latitude is 27.256389, and your longitude is minus 80.270468, and D7J has spoken.
But that's Vero Beach, Florida, Mom, if you look at the map over to the right.
All right, no problem, guys. I'll catch up with you later. KB2HXS is out.
See you later, Dave. Map, Bob, it shows a map of Florida, and it shows him being 547 miles instead. I think he's about 8 miles from me.
I had to go in there and change his call, his grid square to the proper grid square because it's showing EL97, which I know is not here. I think he needs to go into, I think he can change that on QRZ, and then it'll pull up the right latitude and longitude.
Yeah, it'd be Echo Mike 84, and then there's a suffix on it. That's correct. Well, that might just do it, or I don't know if you can enter your own launch latitude or not. But good to hear you, buddy. What are you doing?
You got my curiosity up, so I'm actually right now, I'm going to my QRZ page to edit it, and see what actually information you can, let's see, update call sign, basic call sign data. So let's look at that. So let's see here. Stand by a minute. Let me go backwards. And let's see, call sign, map, grid square, and coordinate settings. So looks like you have the option to go in there and change not only your latitude, longitude, and your grid square. So if he goes in, he can probably change all that.
I think right at the beginning of this conversation, when I tell you something, just jump. There will be something there to catch you, because I think that's what I said.
Yeah, but you told me you don't eat too much, too.
That's two. Boy, go to my call sign. Look at that handsome guy on there. I'm telling you, that's as far uptown as you can get.
What'd you do, put my picture up there on your page?
They omitted it because of the ugly.
That definitely, I'm taking you right to a three count on that one, Tom.
Paybats are a heck, aren't they? Shoot, boy, it's dreary down here in the south, but nothing like it is up in Kansas. It's, wow, it's one day this coming week they're going to be 8 below zero. Oh.
Well, that, first of all, that should be illegal. And, yeah, that's what it's like up north. My wife was talking to her sister. Her sister drove from the lower part of lower Michigan to about the middle part of lower Michigan where she lives, and she had to get off the phone because she was hitting icy roads and what have you. And I just said, well, just tell her to turn around and head south. Can't understand why anybody lives up there anyway, to tell you the truth. But and you asked, what am I doing today? Well, I've got a pork shoulder roast out on the smoker. It is at about 160 degrees. It needs to go to 194, and we'll have good homemade fresh pulled pork for dinner tonight with some baked beans and, well, I don't know, maybe something else.
This is N0TR with ND7J. Well, I'll be up there. It takes me about 45 minutes or so, I think, Bob. All I'm getting is homemade vegetable soup. I love baked beans. That's the secret to long life, I hope. And,
every day for 50 years.
I'm going to live forever. So he can deal with all the world's problems then.
This might be gas emissions.
Anybody tell you you're just not right?
You have many times. shoot, no, I love baked beans, pork and beans, even butter beans occasionally. But they don't agree with me that much. But butter beans and cornbread is good with a little ham in it. But that sounds good at pulled pork. We had barbecued Cornish game hen a couple nights ago with baked beans and Bernice's homemade potato salad. And, wow, that's some good stuff.
Now, I'm going to tell you what, the best, and I mean the best, baked beans that I have ever had have been made by Jim Porterfield's wife. And I'm going to tell you what, I've been begging, bribing, offering money, trying to trade my kids to get that recipe, and I have been unsuccessful. I've even tried to duplicate it, but I haven't been unsuccessful. Boy, she can make a baked bean, I'm going to tell you right now.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Bernice. She puts a little brown sugar, mustard, and some ketchup, right?
Right.
In it, Bob. And satisfies me. And I know when she makes homemade potato salad, there's very few. It's kind of like her summer sausage. Very few people can duplicate it. And she'll have me taste it. It's like deviled eggs. And if it's not tangy enough, she puts more mustard in it, right? Yeah, and that's on her potato salad that makes it so good.
From scratch, you know, with pork fat and what have you, and I make a good baked bean, but I don't know what Jim's wife puts in hers. I don't know if she starts out with a can of baked beans and then revs them up a little bit, or if she makes them from scratch. I suspect she makes them from scratch, but I don't know what she does to them, but they are... They're really good. I mean, they were really good. I usually have like one serving with a meal. I think when we were over there for one of the barbecue ham radio meetings we had, she made them baked beans. I think I went up there three times. I might have went up there four times.
Well, he's sleeping with you that night, but other than that, they sound pretty good. Well, we, you know, for years and years, ate only Van Camps, and that's my favorite. And then now she just buys the pork and beans by the case from Aldi's. I noticed the difference, but I've gotten accustomed to it. And Bernice is cheap.
I like the Van Camps, but I also, Bush's makes a... Oh, it's bourbon and something flavor that they make, and those are very good. But I have found, to tell you the truth, that the time that it takes to make a baked bean from scratch, you really can't beat a Vandy Camp's or a Bush's right out of the can. I add a little brown sugar and a little barbecue sauce to mine, and that's it. And they're very good without half the messing around. I mean, you open the can, dump it in the pot, add a little bit of brown sugar and some good barbecue sauce to it, stir it up and get it good and hot, and I mean, you're good to go. So there you have it.
Yeah. I don't think it's worthy of making them. You know, one time the boss up there, where when I worked at that wheel plant, I forget what the celebration was or something. He brought in a thing and it had a propane burner under it, and he made butter beans and ham in it and that. And I know Mom, she used to use ham hocks, but Bernice don't. She just gets regular ham and cuts it up in chunks. And I don't know what else she puts in it. But that was the best dang butter beans I ever ate in my life that old Fred Talbert made. He was our boss. And he was the boss of all maintenance. And but sometimes something like that really sticks out. And I kind of think sometimes it depends on how hungry you are, too.
If you're hungry enough, you know, cornflakes will satisfy your needs. But, well, I got my vertical pellet smoker I got for Christmas going out there, Tom. I need to go out there and take a look at it. This thing really set it and forget it for the most part. Got to make sure I got water in the water tray. That's about it. It holds the temperature or whatever you set it at exactly. It never fluctuates. And I'm going to go out there. I've already, the pork shoulder roast has been out there 4.5 hours to start with and has now been put into the pan. I sprinkled a little bit of more seasoning on it and poured some maple syrup on it, put it in an aluminum pan and covered it real tight. And now that's going to make it super, super tender. All the flavor's already there. It's that covering it up now is going to make it super tender, fall off the bone. When it gets to 194, we pull it off and let it cool for at least 30 minutes and pull it apart, and there you have it. ND7J, working on the smoker today.
Sounds great, Bob. Well, I sent that picture in, of that device that you told me about the other day for smoking, or I guess it was a smoker. It was kind of a different apparatus to the daughter. And they got a smoker, and they said they didn't want to fool with getting anything more. Bernice, we brought it up and looked at it on Lowe's or Home Depot or someplace. And she abstained, so we didn't get that one. But we do have a smoker out here. Well, you guys have a wonderful dinner out of that, and it sounds marvelous. And good to hear you, and I'll talk to you down the line, Bob. 73. Stay safe out there. ND7J and 0TR.
Yeah, Tom, I think you're speaking of the Orion cooker. And that is a different, that's a different device. I've got an Orion cooker. I've got a egg. I've got a regular gas barbecue. Two of them, actually. And then I've got, if you go online and you look up Pit Boss Vertical Smoker, and it's a pellet smoker. Check that one out there and take a look-see at that. That's the one that I'm using today. You guys have a good one. Bernice, you better feed him some food. I think he hasn't eaten in a few minutes. He's probably getting cranky. You guys have a great day. ND7J with N0TR, 73.
Yeah, that's what it was, the Orion cooker bomb. All right, talk to you later, N0TR.
How you doing? N4DJC.
Words, I've been sitting here throwing insults back and forth with Bob, but I think he might have got ahead of me today. I'm not sure. it'd be out of character if he didn't. How you doing, Jerry?
Just got back from Sam's and Walmart, so we got a little bit of shopping done for maybe until Monday or Tuesday, I hope. We got our, I was still talking to Rusty this morning, we got our daughter called us up and said CVS was taking some appointments, so we were able to get down on the CVS appointment list. So instead of having to drive to Columbia, we're just going to have to drive to Clemson. We're going to get, I get mine tomorrow, and my wife gets hers on Sunday, and then we have scheduled the second shot. This is the Moderna vaccine, though. The second shot is scheduled. They scheduled a second shot for us the same time they did the first one and scheduled it, so we got to go back and get the second one. I think it's about 28 days on that one. It's already scheduled, too, so hopefully they'll have some vaccine. Looks like Prisma's running out of the Pfizer.
They have, and it's been because of the shipments have been delayed due to the weather up in Tennessee and Kentucky, but now they're saying that they're able to get through coming to the south, so... they combined several sites with this one. That'll only make it worse, it seems like. But maybe they're just taken by appointment only. I'm not going to get too riled up about it because they said you could get it up to 42 days afterwards and it'd still be effective. And ours is, when's ours? March 12th, I think, Jerry. Bernice is in the other room. They moved it from March 2nd to March 12th because they canceled our other one because it was like at 7 and 7:30 in the morning. And their hours changed when they did this.
What it was like today, but as of yesterday, I think they'd only received like 16,000 or 38,000 allocated doses. And I noticed where they were going to consolidate the upstate, all the Prisma sites into the Kmart site. I don't know if it's going to be better or worse. If they got a vaccine there, I guess you can get through there pretty fast, but they were waiting on the vaccine. And we decided that we'll go ahead and keep that other appointment as a backup in case we don't get the one on Saturday and Sunday. But if he's driving to Columbia and back twice, so driving to Clemson anyway. So not one by one of the CVS this morning, they didn't appear to be in line at all there. I think they started giving dosages this morning. They all booked up they got CVS of South Carolina got 15,300 doses for 17 stores. So that's a fair amount of vaccine for no more stores than that. And maybe the lines won't be as long. Hopefully, we won't have to wait outside or anything like that.
Concern for Bernice and I is that I can't stand long and I can't stand the cold, but maybe by that time the weather would have gotten better. I wasn't bet on it though, Jerry. It was 9 degrees up there where we used to live in Kansas this morning. Boy, they've been catching it, and it's been decades since they had that cold of weather up there in the central United States.
Come through and it makes a big difference. I mean, that's, I know in Oklahoma and that part of the U.S., Blue North comes in, I mean, it gets cold in a hurry. And it snows here. My birthday's in late March. It snowed here in late March before, so I kind of thought we might have dodged some of the real cold weather. I got most of it away. It looks like it's coming back in with a vengeance right now, at least for the next few days. Next few days, hopefully won't get any frozen precipitation of any type.
It'll fortunate with here, and I know we can have some ice storms here from what my neighbor says. He said they had one, and he was out of power for 6 days just before we moved down here 10 years ago. This is NZTR.
I think we had a pretty rough one about 2005, maybe, but I'm not sure about that. We had one where it was just impossible to get around, and I was the only one. I know my boss said, well, said, you guys are going to be in office today, aren't you? And I was the only one that showed up, of course, and I sat there and waited for a few minutes, and I was turning around and leaving. He walked up like he was making some big deal out of it, and he got there. I said, I've been waiting on you for an hour. I said, I've given up. I said, I've already spent my time. I said, I'm going back home before the roads get worse. He didn't have to drive 4 or 5 miles. I was having to drive about 30 back over the interstates and overpasses and all that sort of thing.
Driving a motorcycle on ice one time, and I figured that out real quick. Duh. Didn't work out very well. I can ride on the snow. As long as it hadn't been a day or two and the ruts froze. But riding on the ice was just an impossibility. You were going down.
Riding my off-road bikes in snow. Never tried anything on ice. They were a lot of fun in the snow because the ground was pretty soft. And going down through some of the trails. And you just had to watch the brush because it'd be snow or something. And, you know, snow with maybe a little bit of ice on it. And it's not like I brush against some vegetation. I think if it's got ice on it, it smacks you on the arms or hands. Of course, I had hand guards on that bike in those days, though, to keep my knuckles from getting beat up. But I did it a time or two, but not very often. I sure wouldn't want to get out on a bike on the road, on a regular road with snow or ice on it.
The brightest thing I ever done, but I had to deliver papers and I delivered drugs for the drugstore. And when those people needed their medicine, buddy, you better get it out there. And I didn't have a car, so that wasn't an option. And they still wanted their medicine, of course. But, wow, the good old days. Well, I know one day this week's supposed to be 8 below 0 up there. And that just stinks. That's just too cold for man or beast. But, you know, I see these guys on that. I love that Life Below Zero and the Mountain Men. And they go out there when it's 40 and 50 below trapping and that. And take chances on the ice and all kinds of dumb things. I don't see how when skin will freeze in a matter of seconds at those kind of temperatures. I don't see how they manage it.